can't spell it though.
Everybody wanted to know
the difference between a hammer dulcimer and an oboe. The difference is that the difference between the hammer dulcimer and the oboe is that the oboe burns longer. We're also curious about what is perfect pitch on the saxophone. It's about that far. It's just about like that.
Well, we're hitting low today.
Perfect.
We're glad.
Do you guys have tapes?
Yeah. Yeah. Couple.
Yes. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh boy, can I get one of those tapes? I'd love to do that.
Well, that introduction, sure.
Yeah.
That was the ocean.
Whoa, well done.
This is the hurricane.
Talent.
And I have all this stuff on the microphone now. John, do you want to hear something before we start? Okay.
Monitors are good, yes.
Yeah.
You can hear Wes.
Okay, that should be good for fiddle.
You hit a couple.
That's fine for that. A little guitar in the monitor. That's good. Check one. And yeah, I think that should do us. Maybe a little more vocal, my vocal in the monitor, just a hair. You want to just tap on your low mic, Dylan? Good. Yeah, we got a little bit of that.
Check. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that was really professional. See, if it was really professional, we have to leave now and go get a meal and then be driven back here in limousines and then play. But
Beans Howard, just amongst friends.
Yeah.
Ready?
I can dream. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks very much. That was Jigs, which is 6/8 time, which...
No, don't even start.
No, we won't even start.
Sounds real nice up here, John.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Yeah, excellent. Okay, so those were Jigs. That was Calliope. What was that? Calliope House, Cliffs of Moher, Morrison's Jig, and Sean Ryan's Jig. For those who are keeping track. And it's, I don't think I've ever really been able to remember all those names in a row.
First,
yes, well, who knows. Welcome to the Florida Folk Festival.
Hey,
there we go.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we're the Friends of Riley.
Yeah, we are.
Good question. It's a secret.
We'll tell you. Come afterwards and we'll tell you what it is. It's a long story.
On the side.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want it to get into the tabloids.
It's so. A life metaphor.
We're going to do a tune called The River of Love here by a guy named Pete Morton. And it's kind of about sailing ships when it wasn't all fun and games.
I've been sailing on a boat called the Joy and Woe. It can go anywhere where the waters flow, from the Latvic Sea up to Mexico. It's all in the same old story. There's too much cargo, it's too much pain. You just can't work in the gales and rain. You crawl round deck with a ball and chain. It's all in the name of glory. It's a river of love, a river of love, an endless river of love. It's a river of love, a river of love, an endless river of love. Sometimes you feel that you're just a lamb to the slaughter. You think too much about the man who walked on water. Now you're falling in love with the captain's daughter. You feel the ship capsizing. 'Cause it's too much cargo, it's too much strain. You just can't work in the gales and rain. You crawl round deck with a ball and chain. Sometimes you just fall down crying. It's a river of love, a river of love, an endless river of love. It's a river of love, a river of love, an endless river of love. Last September on a clear, clear night, I swear I saw this figure of light. Though it might have been the drink, I nearly died of fright. Did I tell you how I nearly jumped over? Latvic Sea up to Mexico. It's all in the name of glory.
Thanks very much. Yeah, that's when sailing ships were sort of mandatory. You'd be walking home from the pub one night and wake up 500 miles to sea working for the British Navy. This is a set of reels. This first one's called Mary's Wedding. And then we're going to do one that Mike wrote. Two that Mike wrote.
Riley's March.
And?
Fiddler's Retreat.
See? I don't remember these.
Finishing up with Dick Gossett.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, thanks. Those chords were done phonetically. It's sort of, I don't know how many of you play instruments. Yep. It's never quite the same. When somebody sticks a microphone in front of your face, in front of your instrument. For some reason, different parts of your body do different things than they would normally do. In this case, it was fingers. And there's also part of the brain. This is talking to fill the tuning time. That is a complete and utter surprise to you and never happened in practice. it's what's known as the live feeling. This is a popular Irish song called Star of the County Down. And it's about finding that special person. Right there.
Near Bembridge Town, in County Down, one morning last July, down the boring came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the crown of her nut-brown hair. Such a winsome elf, I pinched myself far to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met on the County Down. As she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I said with a feeling rare, and I said, says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiles at me and he says he, she's the emerald in Ireland's crown, young Rose McCann from the banks of the band. She's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met on the County Down. The harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shine bright, my hat cocked right for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, though the plow be a rust colored brown, and smiling bright by my own firelight is the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met on the county down. No maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met on the county down.
How are we doing Thanks. On time? Back there?
John, how much time we got left?
5?
5 minutes. What's up?
We got the Steve and the ZZ or...
Ooh, let's do that one, yeah.
This is a fun thing.
This is a timing thing. It starts in, it's a jig, starts in 6/8 time, and goes to something that we haven't figured out yet.
Still working this one out. And
this is two songs by Larry Unger, Faye Shower and Susie and the Zebrafinch. Faye Shower is written for Faye Baird of Gainesville fame. And Susie and the Zebrafinch was written for Noisy Birds. It says so right here.
And a couple of Noisy Birds.
Never quite know how to end that.
Do we have time for a quick one more? Nah, we're not. Okay, let's play Dancing Bear and Liza.
Okay, like the game?
Yep.
Okay, thanks a lot. We're friends with Riley. There's lots of good groups.
And we do have
tonight.
Some tapes available.
So here's a couple of reels to let you go with. Thanks a lot. Remember, there's going to be dancing here in the evenings. Great music. Not here, but here. In the bigger here. Yes. Thanks a lot.